praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee served the Lord for more than 7 decades, and these life studies represent his contribution to the ever-expanding understanding of the revelation of the Bible. The purpose of these life studies is to present the truths contained in the Scriptures and to minister the genuine life supply, to solve the common and hard problems found in the Bible, and to open up every book of the Bible through interpretation. We're very happy to bring you selected portions from his speaking today. If you'd like to learn more about the life studies, please visit our website at lifestudy.com. Simply lifestudy.com. Now, here's today's program. The marvelous book of Galatians contains some of the most encouraging and positive utterances in the New Testament. When it pleased God to reveal his Son in me, and if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Yet there's an unmistakable imprint of the cross of Christ running through Galatians as well. It's a book of grace and faith and the Spirit of life. All the while, not to be missed, is the putting to death of the flesh and bearing the brands of Christ. Does this reveal a contradiction or a secret to experiencing Christ in the Christian life? Stay with us for today's Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee. We bring you the recorded ministry today of Witness Lee from the Life Study of Galatians as given in 1979. And Francis Paul is here with us once again. Thank you for joining us today, Francis.
It's always very good to be able to participate in these Life Study messages, Chris. Thank you for letting me come.
Oh, it's always our pleasure, Francis. Francis, a key item in the book of Galatians, really in the New Testament, is the new creation. What is the new creation?
That is a marvelous subject because we all know that there is what we call an old creation, because God created the heavens and the earth and eventually formed man. All of that, including man, was in the old creation. But there is a new creation, and the new creation is distinct because, in contrast to the old creation, which did not have the life of God in it, the new creation has the life of God. God's intention is that we become this new creation. This new creation is composed of sons. In a very practical sense, the corporate sonship is God's new creation. But through God's redemption and regeneration, we got delivered from Adam, and we got dispensed into by God himself into us, and we become, though we were sons of Adam, we become the sons of God. In this divine sonship, we are the new creation. Now, if we would live the new creation, we need to experience the cross. So the new creation is really an expression of God himself. In this new creation, we are altogether something different from any kind of religion. Religion really is a part of the old creation. Whatever man tries to do or practices in today's religion, this is just part of the old creation. But in order to be the new creation, we must enter into an organic union with the triune God. And I believe, Chris, this is the secret of describing the new creation. It's an organic union with the triune God. We receive his life, we become one with him, and that makes a new creation.
Wonderful, Francis, that we could be in the reality of the new creation in this organic union. You mentioned also the cross, and I'm glad you brought it up. We're going to focus on that in this first section as we look at Galatians chapter 6 and verses 16, 17, and 18. And though this phrase, the cross of Christ, really I don't believe is present in the book of Galatians, the reference there is very clear. Particularly, we're going to see it in verse 17. As many as walk by this rule, peace be upon them and mercy, even upon the Israel of God. Henceforth let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the brands of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. The closing verses of the book of Galatians. I'd like to point out that word again. It's brands. I bear in my body the brands of Jesus. You're going to hear Witness Lee refer to that in this first section, and I just want to make sure that it's clear that you understand the word that he's speaking there, B-R-A-N-D-S, a clear reference to the cross of Christ. Let's join him, then you and I will be right back.
These two verses give us the brands of Jesus and the grace of Christ. In verse 17, you have the brands of Jesus. And in verse 18, you have the grace of Christ. Well, it is very, very strange that at the end of this epistle, where Paul was greeting the receivers with peace and grace, while he was doing this, he inserted the branch of Jesus between the peace and grace. What was the reason that Paul inserted the branch of Jesus, which he bore, between the peace and grace? While Paul was writing these two verses concerning peace and grace, these two things, peace and grace, which should occupy two verses, the thought was in him that he was enjoying the peace. You know by what? By bearing the branch. It was the bearing of the branch that kept him in that peace situation. He was enjoying grace, and that grace brought him into peace, into peace as a kind of a situation. And he was kept in that peace situation by what? By bearing the branch. To understand this word, we need a certain kind of experience like this. Paul was concluding his writing, greeting his receivers with peace. While he was greeting the receivers with peace, he would say, "Brothers, I like to tell you, now I am in this peace. Now I am kept in this peace. Now I am kept in this peace situation." By what? By bearing the branch. Let no one trouble me. Trouble means what? Trouble means to disturb me, to make me no peace. Trouble is in contrast of peace. Peace be upon you all who walk by this rule. And what about me? Me is right in this peace. No one, nothing can trouble me. No one, nothing can take away my peace. Why? Because my peace is being kept. What? By my branch. By the branch that I am now bearing. The bearing of this branch keeps me in this peace. No one can bother me because I am bearing the branch. As I am bearing the branch, I am in the peace. As I am bearing the branch, I am enjoying the peace. As I am bearing the branch, no one can bother me. The judaizers, the persecutors, no. Even the whole satanic cosmos would rise up to bother me. They couldn't make it because I bear the branch. I feel this was the feeling while Paul was writing this greeting.
Francis inserted between these two major items of peace and grace in chapter 6 is this curious phrase that we pointed out before in verse 17. For I bear in my body the brands of Jesus. And it seems that there's a connection, Francis, between bearing the brands of Jesus and the Apostle Paul's experience of both peace and grace. Is that correct?
I believe it is. I believe there's a very strong connection between peace and the brands of Jesus. Now, Paul is saying, I bear in my body the brands of Jesus. That means that he was marked out, or if you put this term in the light of ancient ways that owners would brand their slaves, they would actually put a mark on them, usually with a hot iron, and that mark usually had the name or initials of the owner, and they were always, all their life, marked out as belonging to that one. When the Lord Jesus was here on earth, he was one always bearing the name of the Father. Now we who are regenerated by Jesus Christ and his redemption, he owns us, and he put his brand on us. And his brand is that we live the kind of life that he lived. He was despised, he was rejected, he was ridiculed and persecuted. All these were characteristics of the Lord Jesus. And Paul is saying here, I bear that kind of brand in my living. If I'm living for Christ, with Christ, and living as Christ lived by his life within me, then I expect to bear the brands of Jesus, the characteristics of Jesus. So when he speaks of this, he's talking about having these brands. But the marvelous thing is that while he's saying this, he's talking about peace. This is really what he's referring to, that he has the peace, and he says, everyone who walks according to this rule, which is the rule of living a crucified life, anyone who walks according to this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy upon all the house of God. What Paul is saying here is that he bears in his body the marks that he is a slave of Jesus Christ, and that he's living according to the same way that the Lord Jesus lived. And therefore, he is marked out as one who is identified with Christ and belonging to Christ, and in this he has peace. If he once stopped living this kind of crucified life, I believe his peace would be gone. But because he is such a person, he can say he is at peace with God.
From a worldly standpoint, there's such a contradiction here. This only seems to be the case in the genuine realm where the Spirit is operating, doesn't it, Francis? Otherwise, to be in the kind of suffering and torment that we're going to see more about in the coming sections that Paul experienced brings about to the natural man anything but peace, doesn't it?
Yeah, you have to realize that when the Apostle Paul was living on the earth, not in a religion, but living in a renewed life in the new creation, he suffered a lot of persecution from the old religion and the old natural life. And this will be the portion of any who live according to the Spirit. To live according to the Spirit puts us in another realm, in the new creation. So, of course, that causes a reaction from the old creation.
Well, that's our topic, I think, for the balance of our program today. Let's rejoin Witness Lee.
What are the brands? At Paul's time, in the ancient time, around Mediterranean Sea, when a slave was bought, the owner always have a piece of iron, like a seal. Mostly on that piece of iron, like a seal, was the name of the owner. They burn that piece of iron, and then they sear the slave at a certain place. Then there was a brand showing the ownership of that slave. Paul, his concept was that he considered himself a slave of Christ. And he was not only branded once, he used the word brands in plural. Jesus, this name was branded upon him, not only once, a number of brands, showing, declaring, testifying that he belonged to Jesus, that he belonged to Christ, he belonged to the Lord. Upon Paul's physical body, a lot of scars there. When he was wounded for his faithfulness in his service to his master. He told us how many times he was beaten, how many times he was stoned. Surely upon his physical body, there were a number of scars. And all those scars are what? Are just brands. This is the crucified life Paul lived. Paul lived a crucified life, just as the Lord Jesus lived on this earth. If you read the four Gospels, you could see a person there by the name Jesus, all the time lived a life crucified. That crucified life is a brand. When the Lord Jesus was on this earth, he bore this kind of brand. He lived a crucified life. He was persecuted, he was rejected, and he was despised, and he was mocked. He didn't say anything. He lived that life. And that kind of life is a brand upon Jesus, showing that he did belong to God the Father. Paul just followed the Lord Jesus in this kind of life. And he was in the fellowship of the sufferings of Jesus. He lived the same kind of a crucified life. And that crucified life to Paul was a brand, because he bore the brands. He lived a life persecuted by others, condemned by others, despised by others, rejected by others. As long as we are taking the way of the cross, as long as we are living such a crucified life, these things will come up again, because what? Because the children brought forth by Sinai persecuted the children brought forth by the Jerusalem above. In other words, the children according to the flesh persecute the children according to the Spirit. Today it is the same. This is the brand. As long as we bear such a brand, nothing, no one, no circumstances could trouble us, and we enjoy the peace.
Francis, we're seeing that the brands are related to the experience of the cross. The literal meaning of the brands is the scars or the marks that you identified that were inflicted upon the slaves of old. Surely today, Francis, realistically, we don't face the kind of physical threat that this is referring to. So what is the spiritual application of bearing the brands of Christ?
Well, to bear the brands of Christ is actually, as I said a while ago, bearing the characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a person who lived by another life. He never sought his own glory. He never even spoke his own words. He didn't do his own work. But he was one who lived altogether by the Father. Now, for us to do this, we who are in the old creation, for us to be living this kind of life, of course, we have another life. The life of God is put into us, and that's in our spirit. So when we live by the Spirit, we will experience the same kind of bearing of the persecution and the reaction from the demonic world and from the religious world and from the natural life. So we need to be people who are willing to bear the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we live in the resurrection of Christ. Now, I don't know whether that's clear to a lot of people or not, but in Philippians, Paul makes it very clear. By the resurrection of Christ, we can bear the cross of Christ. So because he died, he rose again, and he came into us, he enables us to live the same kind of life that he lived. Therefore, we're bearing the brands of Jesus. People are very conscious of what kind of brands they wear in their clothing, what kind of brands they buy. But we, Christians, we have to realize that we are wearing the brands of Jesus. We have Jesus written into us, and with the Lord Jesus written into us, of course, is also the likeness or the application of the cross of Christ on our old man.
You know, Francis, living here in California, it seems like we're kind of at the focal point of where the brand wars are being fought. And I know driving on the freeway each day, you can always tell which car manufacturer seems to be doing the best job on their commercials. You'll get a rush of brand new of this or that. But the brands that we want to be noted by are these very ones that we're seeing in the Apostle Paul that, of course, he saw in Christ himself. Let's focus on Paul's experience in this final section.
The more you are persecuted, the more happiness you have. You know, in Acts 5, after the apostle being beaten, being mocked, they went back happy. They were happy because they were worthy to be persecuted for the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, this kind of persecution is an assurance to us that we are on the right track. So we should enjoy peace here. Peace be upon as many as shall walk by this rule. How do I know that I am walking by this rule? By being persecuted. If I do not walk by this right rule, on this right track, why I should be persecuted? I did not offend anyone. Paul did not offend anyone. Why Paul was persecuted? He was persecuted because of Jesus. He was persecuted because of the cross of Christ. And his persecution was a strong sign that he was right in God's way. He was right in the center of God's economy. He was just one with God. He was one with the persecuted one. He was one with the persecuted Jesus. He had assurance and he was enjoying peace. Then, after this, he had the boldness to say, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with your spirit.
Amen.
Marvelous. This too marvelous. The concluding verse of this book is too marvelous. In verse 17, you have the cross. That is brands. That is persecution of Jesus. Then in the following verse, you have the supply. You have the bountiful enjoyment. That is grace. What is the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord? This is the bountiful supply. The all-inclusive enjoyment of the all-inclusive life-giving spirit. On the one hand, we bear the cross, we bear the branch, we are being persecuted, we are living a crucified life. On the other hand, hallelujah, supply is here. The bountiful supply is here. The enjoyment of the grace is here. Oh, the rich and bountiful life supply of the all-inclusive spirit is here with our spirit. The conclusion in such a brief way also indicates what this book talks about.
Amen.
This book talks that we, the chosen people of God, now all have been made sons of God. We all have the triune God processed route into our being. Because of this, we are being persecuted. Because of this, we are despised. But Paul considered that was the living of a new creation. And he was enjoying all the bountiful life supply of the all-inclusive spirit in his spirit. Now, this book talks about that we, the God's chosen people, all have been made God's sons, enjoying the triune God as our life supply. The only thing is that we just like to bear the cross, to bear the brand, to live a crucified life, and enjoy all the bountiful supply in our spirit. This is the book of Galatians.
Francis, we've talked a little bit. Paul was persecuted on so many fronts and with such ferocity and intensity. But rather than be a discouragement to him and fill him with doubts or questions about whether or not the Lord was with him, it seemed to have just the opposite effect. It seemed to both strengthen and solidify him. How do we explain this kind of experience?
Well, the only way we can explain this kind of experience is the fact that in these situations, Paul experienced the grace of Christ. He experienced the cross, and he experienced the suffering that goes along with the cross and that identity. But he experienced constantly the grace of Christ satisfying him all the time. So he was so content, he could say, "Let no man trouble me. Don't let anything trouble me." And when we are living in this kind of life, under the cross of Christ and in the resurrection of Christ, nothing can trouble us.
Well, Francis, I think that to have that experience as our reality is something everybody within the sound of your voice is hoping, wishing, praying that that becomes our reality. But in fact, that's what the Lord has in store for us. And I believe if we get more and more into the reality of God's economy, which is what we generally talk about each day, not just learning it as a doctrine or a principle, but in experience, God coming to us, supplying himself to us bountifully as the Spirit, will even eventually get us through these kinds of experiences so that we too, like Paul, can say, "Let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the brands of Jesus." That's the hope of the Christian life, Francis.
Yes, I believe it is, and it's certainly my hope, and I believe it's yours.
Mine too. Thank you very much. I very much enjoyed our fellowship today, a real enjoyment, and hopefully some help to our listeners as well. I'd like to point out that we have the printed life study message that we've been talking about today. It's message number 31, and that's found in volume number 2 of the Life Study of Galatians. Please call us today, and we'll get information to you about how you can receive it. Our toll-free number is 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. Or you can send cards or letters to us. Our mailing address is Living Stream Ministry, Post Office Box 2121, Anaheim, California 92814. And our email address is radio@lsm.org. Today for Francis Ball, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening. You've been listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry, publisher and distributor of the works of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. If you'd like to contact us, just email radio@lsm.org or call us toll-free at 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 1-888-543-3788. Thanks for listening.